Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
In which I will pretend like I never doubted him. You know how that goes. But another headline that we had not yet had a chance to go over. Gilbert Arenas happens to be in the news, ladies and gentlemen, for illegal gambling, it seems. Now, he's since been released. I believe he bonded out. But apparently, Mr. Arenas was involved in an illegal poker game of sorts, which sounds so damn cool. But, Leroy, you ever had, like, a poker night or something like that? I feel like that's something, like,
yeah, you know, guys every, get together. We play cards during Monday Night Football. And then I had some friends that I played.
Yeah, I smoked when I was cigars in Cleveland. While
you do it. No. Nah. But I'm thinking the poker that I played, if I lost $200, I was mad. Like, it was small, like $1, $2. Like, just, it wasn't like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll give you some details on the case. Since this story broke, Gilbert Arenas has pleaded not guilty to the charges and was released on a $50,000 bond. So, trial date was set for late September. That's when he'll have an opportunity to fight things out in court. But they say that he ran an illegal gambling business. They claim that the ex-Washington Wizards guard, along with five others, rented out his Encino mansion to hold high-stakes card games from September of 2021 to July of 2022. The feds allege Arenas hired a 51-year-old to help him stage the place for games and collect rent. That he hired women to serve the gamblers at the residence, added staff of chefs, valet, security guards. Oh,
so now, let's be clear.
Yeah.
This is not just a poker game.
This is a casino.
He was trying to open up a casino.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, this does not help his case. One of the poker tables that was seized in the operation has a picture that says Arenas Poker Club on it and has a picture of his logo of him just kind of like balling out there. So,
really,
so yeah,
doesn't help his case.
What I'm talking about, just a friendly little poker game, right, where it's not even high stakes. Versus a guy
who opened up a casino. He had chefs, valet, security guards.
He got arrested, therefore it was no little innocent game of poker. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, interestingly, he already had his arraignment and the court date has been set for September. But if you go over to his social media, he says the true story because, you know, he has a very popular podcast at the moment. He assures everyone that he will be breaking his silence. And according to one of his hashtags, Snitch Gil is on the way. And he apparently is boasting a 51-0 record against the court. His exact quote was, "I'm back on the streets. This ain't got bleep to do with me. Just rented the house. Wasn't a part of it. Snitch Gil on the way."
Well, you can't put your name on the tables.
Or have a logo.
And I have news for him. National Whistleblower Day was yesterday.
Well, that very, very interesting. Nick Young even reacted to it. He said, "My brother is an idiot, y'all. We're going to change the show's name from Gil's Arena to Swaggy's Arena." Whatever they say he did that, and he might as well tell like D'Lo. Yikes.
So, well, here's the problem when you do something illegal.
Yeah.
If somebody go and lose a boatload of money, they're going to snitch.
Yes. And you know, the thing is, this is set to happen, or like, you know, rumored to have happened September of 2021 all the way to July of 2022. So in my brain, if I can think back to that time, let's say I came up on some money at that point from running this business, or I was successful in those games, that money's already been spent, if I'm being honest. I've already moved on from that. I don't even care about that. I thought I got away with it, if I'm being honest. Then all of a sudden you get a knock on the door and they're like, hey, remember what happened 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago? We want to talk about that. And you're like, damn, that?
Yes. Yes, the investigation was taking place. While you thought you was getting away with it.
They got to build that case. They got to build that case for sure. But, you know, it's very interesting to see what happens here. What I thought was even more interesting, and this, you know, I don't want to necessarily quote the show pony on this one, but Gilbert Arenas had some very high praise words for Terry Rozier as he was traded from Charlotte to Miami. You know, Terry Rozier was wrapped up in some stuff as well. Maybe a little mentorship going on, Mr. Arenas.
So my speculation wasn't wrong?
You know, there was an article that came out from SI in which Gilbert Arenas really enjoyed the acquisition of Terry Rozier to Miami. And I don't know anybody else enjoyed it as much as Mr. Arenas.
Maybe Terry was the one.
Terry's the kingpin?
No.
Wow.
I'm saying he was the one that gave up.
That gave up? Oh, during the investigation. He was at the poker game, right? He showed up to the poker game and was like, hey, I may or may not have lost all my money, but in about 3 weeks, we take on the Knicks. Why don't you go ahead and bet the under for that one? That'll take care of my debts.
And maybe he traded the information to get out of his investigation. So if Terry Rozier is found not guilty, maybe he traded this Gilbert Arenas information.
Listen.
Allegedly.
Not to quote the show pony himself, but could be something. I think that's the most could be something, could be nothing moment we've ever had on the show. And he happens to not be the one developing this. So I'm going to go ahead and take credit for that one because J-Fig inspired me to do research, but I don't want to
No, excuse me. Don't take my credit.
We don't like to give other people credit. So we're just going to go ahead and say I invented this.
You know what? But if we're going to get in trouble by this, you can take credit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true at this point. We'll wait and see. Determine on what repercussions are for us bringing this up. But, you know, there is some very interesting things coming up as well. We saw one of the Morris twins go down for fraud recently. Did you see that? That was interesting.
What happened?
I can't tell if it's the one that's on TV or not, or if the one that, like, was somehow, like, still relevant. Not relevant, but just, like, in the league. But, ex-Nick Marcus Morris, not Markeith. I guess Markeith is the one who's on television. You know, when they look alike, it's not my fault. All right? It's really not my fault. This is not one of those things. They literally look alike. But yep. Okay. So ESPN analyst and ex-Nick Marcus Morris allegedly stole over $250,000 from casinos, and he was denied bail in a fraud case.
How did he do that? How do you steal money from
a
casino?
No, I think he had a debt. I think he owed a debt to the casino.
Okay. He allegedly received $265,000 from two major Las Vegas casinos through bad checks that he did not pay back when they didn't cash.
Yeah, so it was a debt.
Oh, okay. So he got, performing a similar scam. Wow. So, you know, he was making appearances on First Take recently, and I think it was like in favor of the Miami Heat, so I was like, I like this guy on TV, and now he's gone.
He's the one that played for us, I believe.
Yes, the one who got his back broken by the Jokic brothers. No, wasn't that Marquise?
Truthfully,
let's see.
I'm pretty sure it was Marquise.
It might have been Marquise. It might have been him. It's really hard. It's one of them.
Which Morris twin played for the Heat? I mean, it was an underwhelming career. So
it was very underwhelming. Yes,
it was Marquise.
Oh, well, there you go.
There it goes. Marquise after. All right. So then his back is fine, but nonetheless, he was in taken to custody in Broward County. So, he came on Sunday. Oh man, he was booked at the airport too, Fort Lauderdale Airport. Yikes!
Yikers!
They picked him up at the airport.
At the airport, came in on Sunday. Rest at the airport as he was booked on the charge of fraud. Yikes! Morris's agents seem to imply that Morris's debts were far smaller. Just so everyone understands here, there's zero fraud or whatever crap outlets have said regarding fake checks or whatever the hell. This is due to an outstanding marker with a casino. Apparently, if you have over $1,200, they can issue a warrant for your arrest. Absolute insanity. The wording is crazy. Damn, for that amount of money, they'll embarrass you in the airport with your family. That's what Marquise wrote on Twitter. That's his brother. They really got y'all thinking, bro, did some fraud bleep. They could have came to the crib for all that. When y'all hear the real story on this, all I can say is lesson learned. Bro, we'll tell y'all tomorrow. This weird stuff gave me a headache.
Well, that's just one way of making them pay up. That's it.
Yeah. Do you think they've gone too far, though, by doing that in front of his family at the airport?
But they don't, like, you know what? It's unfortunate, but some people take pride or they revel in doing stuff like this at those times, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to make a run for it, right? There's ways they could have contacted him. I don't know if they tried to contact him and told him, you know, hey, take care of this or whatever, right? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that if he owed the money, there's ways of making him pay it. And I would say this. If somebody owes you money or you owe somebody money, stopping them from work is not a way to get paid. I don't understand that.
As Jordan points out, they denied him bail.
So it's got to be more serious than what they're talking about.
Or maybe the amount is more serious than
he was trying to pay them back. He was making appearances on ESPN.
He was trying to earn that money.
He was trying.
I guess.
Free my dog, Marcus. I don't even know. That sucks. I should probably know who I'm trying to free.
You know, another famous arrest in front of a family.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that at all. But you know what I am a fan of?
What?
Zach Brown Band, and lucky you, I'm giving all of you guys, every single one of you, an opportunity. How would you like to see the Zach Brown Band at Wear the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? It's going to be easy to enter. All you gotta do is log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour for more chances. Listen every day and you could possibly win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zach Brown, whose birthday is today, by the way, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere, so it's easy peasy. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. And I actually have a word of a day for you country music fans. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, Dirty Blue Jeans, and more at Hard Rock Live.
Yeah,
wow. Almost got you. I almost got you. Somebody's listening for Dirty Blue Jeans for sure. But that's going to be live at Hard Rock Live, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. To win, text today's word of the day, BOOTS, to 20357. And that's BOOTS. You know, that's interesting. interesting. You didn't go Boots Are Made for Walking, huh? You went to that one.
Because that's the song she sings.
That's the song that the girl sings.
That's the song she sings. And she's in she's on the tour. Dasha. Yeah.
Oh, you're not talking about Dirty Blue Jeans? That's what we're still talking about.
No.
That's Boots to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. When we come back, we got more shenanigans. We got more silly sauce. Messi almost fought someone yesterday. There's a Hall of Fame game going on today. Football is back. The 2026 Hall of Fame class makes me feel old. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a wonderful, wonderful last day of the month. You guys got any special plans before the best month of the year, August?
Is your birthday in August or something?
I didn't hear what you said, Brittany. What'd you say?
Is your birthday in August or something?
That is indeed.
Why are people born in August so insufferable? Amazing. So insufferable.
One way of putting it. One way of putting
it. My mom was born in August.
No,
Way to go, Brittany. Wow, dude.
So was mine, Leroy. What do you want me to tell
Let's just say. Very needy.
They are like Leos are so, like they're so obsessed with themselves. It's always like,
but I don't know what part of it is being a Libra. It's a Libra, right? Or
a
Leo?
No, a
Leo,
Virgo Leo, or a Leo.
Wait, I think my mom's a Virgo because she's 25th.
So your mom is a Virgo, yes.
Virgo.
But
Say that I don't know what part of it is being a Virgo, or what part of it is. Women, when they have kids, is handed down through generations, and that thing is called mommy guilt. Okay? Mommy guilt means that they never just ask for what they need, but insinuate. So my mom will say something like, man, that storm came through. I ain't working 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me see if I can, whatever. And I'll say, I'll send you a couple of dollars. But here's the kicker. Here's why they do this. I'm very hip to the rules. Here's why they do that. It's called plausible deniability. Because if you get mad of the subliminal messaging, then they'll say, well, I didn't ask you for anything. You see what I mean?
Is that a mother thing? Or
I think it's a mother thing. Because my grandmother used to my grandmother, like she walked by me and my uncle, because my uncle was, he was only a few years, like 9 years older than me. So we hung out because I was the oldest grandkid. So we'd be sitting there doing absolutely nothing. And my grandmother will walk by and say, man, that grass is getting high. I don't know.
Now, when was your grandmother born? What month was she born in?
September.
Oh, okay. So we're just violating all kinds of rules.
So she's a Virgo, I'm saying that, wait, if you're a son, right?
Yeah.
Your mom throws that guilt on you to get you to do stuff without even asking.
Well, they do that to the daughters as well. don't fret.
Yeah, no, it's really like
we're talking about Mom Guilt. It started off with Marcos saying that his birthday. He goes the best month of the year, and I said, "Oh, your birthday must be in August."
I didn't. When I said it, I didn't sound.
Well, no, he says that because Tobin hates because Tobin August.
Says it's the worst month of
wait,
the year.
Wait, really? Why?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's so, why he said that when Tobin wasn't here.
When I first started on the show, was not talking, you know, was allowing them to host their own show. And Tobin went on like a long speech about how August is the worst month. It's the hottest. School returns. The only holiday they have is Arbor Day. No one cool is born in August. It's the stupidest month. And then he like looked at me for like confirmation, like, Frogboy, what about you? What do you think of August? And he's and my response was, well, my birthday's in August. So there's that. And that was literally one of the first moments I spoke on the show.
I feel like we have that saved somewhere also.
Yeah, it definitely hurt my heart a little bit.
I mean, but that was hurtful.
Yeah.
That was funny, hilarious.
But not as funny as your draft comments. No, oh, the lottery comments.
Yeah, it was a solid first couple weeks for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I would say this.
August, I call August teaser month, right? Because it's the time right when the baseball playoffs are, you know, are getting close. Football season's preseason. You don't really like football preseason, but you watch it because it's football. And you're just making yourself miserable by watching it because it's not good, right? Basketball kind of starts to, you know, they're getting to where they're starting to get together. And then it all comes together in September.
Yeah, September is pretty chill. And, you know,
it's just like
it's a buffer month.
It's a get ready month.
If it makes you feel better, Marcos, my dad's birthday is in August.
There you go. Hey, another legend.
I'm going to tell you like this. Her dad's birthday is in August. That's a great month.
We respect August.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Every time I see him, I look at him and I say, you scared the hell out of me. And
So I thought about you because yesterday I was going through photos and I finally found the picture he has of his bodyguard days. And I brought them, but you're not here. So.
Show the camera.
Hey, so I'm like, yeah, every time I see him, I say, I don't know what it is. I'm a grown-ass man. You terrify me. And he laughs. And it's the only time he smiles in my presence is when I say that. Right? Now, her mom's on the other side of the spectrum. Oh, my goodness. Like, her and her friend, oh, they bout it. They getting down with the get down. They having a good time or whatever. But me and Robbie played dominoes with her dad and I guess the mechanic. That's what
the family mechanic.
No one has seen Robbie since.
We had no chance. We had no chance. But I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. First of all, let's just go through some of the events of the most interesting man in the world, right? He got bit by a shark.
Yep, beat the shark up.
All right. Every time Jennifer says, hey, you know, my dad's not feeling well, I'm going to stay home or whatever. And then I hear stories of him in the backyard lifting stuff. Like, he don't stop.
I have to watch this man constantly. Right. I have to question his every move because he can't.
For a guy that I barely hear
he
talk,
he goes crazy just sitting
he
down.
He can't keep still. He can't keep still.
Shakira's bodyguard, right? Shakira or.
So I have
what's
the pictures.
Name?
Sofia Vergara.
There you go. Awesome. Yes, yes. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.
Oh yeah. Y'all don't remember her when she was in Bra and Panties and Four Brothers sitting on sitting on the dryer or the washing machine.
Surprisingly, Leroy, I do remember.
Yeah, that was your first true test. Then she did the thing chasing Poppy.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. That's him there. And who is
she's got the red hair?
My father's
red hair right
there.
Yeah, that's Shakira.
And that's Shakira.
Oh, okay. Shakira, Shakira. You know, I never really knew that you can dance
and
like
And you
this.
Know what's funny? My uncle was also a part of this. So, my dad's brother.
He got his brother a job. What a great
and
man.
And if you look, he is... Let's see, where's the picture? I'm looking for the picture.
They didn't have iPhones back then. You got to save hard copies.
All right.
That's got to be one of the coolest jobs, though, to be like bodyguard to a celebrity.
One of Shakira.
Oh, that's a close-up of Shakira.
Yeah.
That's like her early days, too.
Yeah, because with that, all that red hair,
mm-hmm.
she's always had a lot of hair.
This is Sofia Vergara.
Whoa. She the blonde one or the black hair one?
The blonde.
All right. Yeah,
that doesn't even look like her.
Yeah.
You know what? The hell am I doing? I'm like, oh, I have bad vision.
And then I don't know who this guy is, but if you see my dad and my uncle are in this picture, they look scary.
Let me see this. That is, oh, I know who that guy is.
No, you don't.
That's Eddie Guerrero, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, very interesting life. And the man was born in August. So hey, there you go.
That's all I need. All I'm saying is, right? Yeah. Liam Neeson.
He's born in August?
Liam Neeson from Taken. Or White House Down.
So it's funny because my grandpa never liked my dad in the beginning because he thought he was a cop. Close enough.
Well, he was. Technically.
He has a particular set of skills.
Yeah, he was like a little worried about my father, but then like he was obsessed with my dad.
I think I'm literally like, it's like he's so interesting, yet you never have a conversation with him. Yeah. He doesn't talk. He doesn't really talk, and like I got a smile one time, and I'm like, I'm in.
Schmeeten. Talking about Liam Neeson, Schmeetham, but Marcos has a particular set of Skittles. I do love Skittles.
That dude, like, I don't understand. So this is the deal. On my wife's birthday, right, I get her flowers, cake, whatever she wants or whatever. But I also have to get her a couple of bags of those jelly beans with all the different flavors. I don't know why. I don't even like the jelly beans. She loves the jelly beans. That's her thing.
Well, that's her thing. You got to get it to her. And her birthday is not in August, though, right? It's
July.
July, okay. Oh, yep. Okay. Look, last day of July. So if you haven't gotten them already, make sure you get those jelly beans. And
Done. It was like the middle of July, dude.
Is that the one where there's like the gauntlet?
Brittany, here's what I have to live every year of my life. On February 13th is my daughter's birthday. Valentine's Day is on February 14th, and my son's birthday is on February 15th.
It's a lot of money being spent in 3 days.
Well, but the thing is, when they were younger, we could do group, you know, to get parties together.
Yeah, that don't work anymore.
No. Yeah.
And if you do a group thing, you also have to do two separate things.
Right. No, you can't. Like, well, my daughter, for last year, that's when she went to Paris.
Ah, Paris.
Yeah. So they got that. And all I got was I got a tight ass.
Please finish that.
What is it? Olympic shirt.
Quicker, please.
Do me a favor. Mark that one for me.
I got a tight ass. No, because it said extra large, but it must have been European cut or something because it was tiny. Like Temu extra large. You know how Temu, a regular fit for us is like 4X.
Yeah, for sure. And it already makes me feel bad. Now when I realize I'm Godzilla in China, it's the worst.
Right. It's crazy. It's crazy how like, I'm like, who's fitting this stuff?
Not all tight ass.
What did y'all think I said?
No. You're my friend. You said tight ass, and then you kind of paused.
I said this tight ass shirt.
Yes, no, correct.
You said all I got is this tight ass,
and then you like pause for an extremely long amount of time.
It was a long pause.
I swallowed.
Don't worry. I'm gonna cut it, and we're gonna play it. Don't you worry.
Just getting worse. Like, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you get out of this. I also found this picture that reminded me of Tobin.
Oh,
the bunny.
Me with the bunny.
Wait, is
that's you with the
bunny?
That's
you. Come on, we gotta
surprise you. Prop his ass out,
baby. You
look. You can't really see, but if you look right here, you can see the guy's face, and I instantly thought about Tobin. Hey, boo boy.
Strange. Well, look, that bunny gives me strange heebie-jeebies. Leroy's gets the goosies from J-Fig's dad. We're going to find out what else gives us goosies or no goosies when we come back on the Tobin Leroy Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The Tobin and Leroy Show. Time now for our favorite Thursday game, Goosies or No Goosies. I'm going to go ahead and run through some topics. You guys reveal whether or not these give you Goosies or No Goosies. Are you ready for topic number one, Leroy?
I am.
Not sure if you have seen this in the news for the Miami Hurricanes, but they seem to be doing an excellent job of recruiting. So much so, their newest number one recruit of the 2026 class is showing off and having himself an amazing summer thus far. Jackson Cantwell. Are you familiar with him?
Not really, other than being a top recruit.
Fair enough. Why would you be watching high school football? I'm sure you have much more important things to do. But Mr. Jackson Cantwell is currently being talked about because of a viral video that is depicting this young 18-year-old kid as putting up as many reps on the bench press of 225 pounds as the second highest number at the NFL Combine this year. Meaning this high school senior pulled off the same amount that the second highest in the NFL Combine. 32 reps in a row at bench press. And it looked like he had a little bit more left in him. Leroy, does the Miami Hurricanes having an offensive lineman who has not even stepped foot on campus yet lift 32 times 225 pounds give you goosies or no goosies?
So let me – I'm going to say it this way. Most offensive linemen are strong as hell.
Like, yes.
They just are. But I would say – not really. It doesn't give me the goosies because he's strong, but that's probably when you watch him play, that's probably one of the reasons why he's one of the top recruits. I didn't even do 225 at the combine. You know why?
Why?
Because I said,
The day I have to bench press somebody off of me, I screwed up long before then.
Correct. Probably best.
Now, offensive linemen, though, they chicken fight. That's all they do.
Yep.
So that original pop coming with 32 times, you know, 225, he packing a punch.
For sure.
But does it do anything about make me feel how he's going to play? No. One of the strongest guys I ever saw in my life was Bob Sapp. Right?
Yeah.
And you know why they cut him?
Why is
that? He wasn't physical enough. You had to get
Bob Sapp? Yeah. Oh, I got you. You had to get him fired. Yeah,
you had to get him fired up to... Now, he's in Japan right now, and he's worth $150 million because he fought on pay-per-view one time. He fought seven guys.
Now...
Which is weird because, like, everybody that knows him, you know, you think...
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Well,
spiders.
What's interesting is when Jackson posted this on his Twitter account, it says he still needs 40 more reps to catch his dad's personal record.
72?
72 in a row of 225?
Oh, he got that strength from his daddy.
I believe both of his parents are Olympians, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So and that guy plays, he's going to be playing offensive line for the Miami Hurricanes.
He's got to be a giant.
I'll tell you right now. Let's see how big he is. He is 933 pounds. And now, I'm kidding. Let's see. Height and weight. He is, oh, it's not too, well, okay. Yeah, actually, I lied. Holy malarkey, Batman. He's the top-ranked offensive tackle in 2026 recruiting class at 6'8". Listed at 320 pounds.
Yep, that's it.
Jesus, and he's from Missouri. They don't do anything there but eat corn and block.
Oh, that's the show me state.
That's a country boy.
Country, he country strong.
So yeah. So just imagine what 6'8", 3 something look like, bench pressing like that.
So does that give you goosies or no goosies?
No
goosies. Jesus.
Wow. Listen. Kudos to him being strong as an ox and big as hell.
Yeah.
But that don't mean he could play football.
Okay. All right. I mean, while
I appreciate his strength and it is astounding, right? It's more important to me because guess what? You can be strong, but what if you can't move his feet?
Well, he is the number one recruit, Leroy. I think okay, he can move his feet.
But again, wait. There's people that get paid millions of dollars to draft college players in the NFL, and they get it wrong a lot.
Very true. Very true.
Why are we just assuming that all these rankings for high school kids is accurate?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? If I ran into a guy that told me he was 17 years old and he was 6'8", 320, I'm giving him 5 stars too. Yeah, right?
Sense. Yeah, he's probably bigger and stronger than whatever high school kids he's
right, playing. Exactly. Like, you see, like, by the way, you see some of these high school kids. Like, what's his name? We were talking about him yesterday.
Zion Williamson.
Zion. Yeah. Did you see some of the kids he was dunking on in high school?
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Right.
It was really bad.
Brittany witnessed it.
I witnessed it.
The impressive part of Zion is that he had that ability as a senior in high school. Right? That's the amazing part of it, is that he was so much farther along in development and his basketball ability than the kids he was playing with.
Yeah, he was.
But
a big,
that doesn't that doesn't necessarily mean pond. That he's going to end up being a great NBA player.
Brittany, goosies or no goosies in regards to Jackson Cantwell?
My instincts tell me no goosies, but my heart tells me goosies.
These are torn goosies.
Split. She's got split
I'm
goosies.
Split goosies right now because part of me wants to feel like yes. Give it to me. Give me a good recruit. Give me, you know, his dad with the whole thing. That gave me goosies. But then on the other end, it's like I agree with Leroy. Like, until he starts playing, and I don't really can't say that that really gets me excited. Maybe if he did it while he was here in Miami, I'd be like, okay. You know,
That's probably.
You know what I mean? Like, he still has a whole year of high school left. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like if sense. Yeah. So that's why I feel like I'm gonna go with no goosies on that one.
Wow. Tough. Tough. Understandable though. Tough. J Fig, Jackson Cantwell, top recruit for the Miami Hurricanes, top recruit for offensive line, lifted 225 pounds 32 times, which would have ranked him second in this year's NFL Combine, but he's still in high school. Does that give you goosies or no goosies?
No goosies.
No goosies. We got a bunch of mature Margarets. I don't know. No one ever says. We got a bunch of mature people over here, and I am not liking it, dude. I need you guys to get hyped up. This guy can lift a car. I'm positive. With that being said, I'm going to say goosies because I like
you
strong
You can't
stuff.
Do it?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That is 100% correct. Not definitely.
I know
straight.
A whole bunch of strong guys that come play liquor football. So
fair.
That fair. Like being strong is definitely a plus.
Yeah.
Right? Being able, you know, being that strong at that position is definitely a plus, but is it a requirement to be successful? No.
Well, hopefully he has all the other skills that can make him well-rounded. Correct. We will round off this segment with, unfortunately, just one topic on Goosey's so we can try to somewhat get back on the clock here. We got an action-packed 1 p.m. hour, though. We will play another rousing rendition of Why You Always Lying, Britney version, to determine what is true about our mysterious producer. And we have some Hall of Fame trivia for you guys to compete in on the way out next hour. So stick around. We got all the good stuff right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.